to order. First item on the agenda is for the minutes of the October 18th and November 1st. We'll do these two separate times.
Yes.
Okay, so for the October 18th minutes, who was here at that meeting?
Yes, Laurie was here, Ted Dang, Becky Shea was here, Richard Vaughn.
Okay.
We have Parks representative at that one?
I just want to make sure that when we vote, that people voting on the minutes are only those that were in attendance at the meeting.
Right, that's for October 18th.
Yeah, for October 18th. Okay, so for October 18th minutes, your motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, were you, which one was?
I made the motion for October 18th.
Right.
Yeah, he seconded.
Were you at two different meetings, Richard?
I might have been. But according to the minutes.
Yes, he was. Yes, of course, the minutes.
Yes.
One in my place.
Yeah, yes.
No.
Can we move on?
So let's keep on the 18th, let's keep on the 18th.
Madam Secretary?
Yes, can we move on? We've already had the first and second motion for October 18th minutes, and it's been approved, so we're moving on to November 1st. Voting members for November 1st meeting are Kobe, Laurie, Richard, and Stephen.
Okay, is there a motion for that one?
Motion to approve.
All right.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so that passes unanimously by those in attendance. All right, so the one item on today's agenda is a public hearing for Lessons Learned Track Map 2017-168 within the Ranch Town community. We have planning staff here to make a presentation.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. My name is Robert Segura. I'm a contract planner for Land Development Division, and I'll be doing the presentation today. The applicant, RMV PA2 Development LLC, requests approval of Vesting Tentative Parcel Map 2017-168 to subdivide a 31.3-acre site within subarea 2.3 of the Ranch Plan community into 11 legal lots, three of which are numbered lots for recreation facilities, and eight lettered lots for utility access and landscaped slopes and open space. The parcel map has been designed to accommodate the future community recreation facility to be known as the Essentia Sports Park, which was previously approved under Site Development Permit PA 160027 by the Deputy Director on November 9th, 2017. This vesting tentative parcel map was processed concurrently and is consistent with the project site approved for Site Development Permit PA 160027. The project site was formally recorded as lots 42 through 44, C through H, lot EE, and lot B1 of track 17563, which established the three numbered lots for recreational facilities and the eight lettered lots for open space and utility access. Currently the site has been rough graded, however, no further construction has occurred. There are a number of construction permits concurrently being processed at the moment. Under proposed vesting tentative parcel map 2017-168, the amount of numbered lots and lettered lots on the project site would remain the same as will the intended land uses. The purpose of the proposed vesting tentative parcel map is to adjust lot lines to reflect the final design of the future sports park and to match site grading and ultimate maintenance responsibilities of the project site. Additionally, all adjustments to lot lines will be internal to the project site. Therefore, the proposed subdivision will not change any existing alignments of adjacent streets or impact any surrounding properties. Referral for comment and public notice. A copy of the tentative map application submittal package was distributed for review and comment to county staff, consultants, and OCFA. Copy of the OCFA approved fire master plan has been included as part of the project plans. A notice of public meeting was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on January 5th, 2018. Additionally, notices were posted at the site as well as at the Orange County Hall of Administrations and at the 300 North Flower Building, as required by established public meeting posting procedures. To date, no public comments have been received. CEQA compliance, the proposed project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, addendums 1.0 and 1.1, and the plan and area 2 addendum. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the 2014 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Sections 6 and 11, Appendix G, for projects where a previous environmental document such as program EIR 589 is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for the proposed parcel map 2017-168. In conclusion, OC Land Development staff supports the proposed vesting tentative parcel map and recommends that the subdivision committee take the recommended actions as listed in the staff report. And this concludes staff's presentation, and staff, as well as the applicant, are available for any questions from the committee. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We'll go ahead and open the public hearing.
Anyone here from the public wishing to speak on the project?
That's me.
In favor or against? Anyone against the project? Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Jay Bullock.
Jay Bullock, representing Rancho Mission Viejo, and if you're in support of the project, appreciate Robert and Phoebe and the staff's work on this and on all of the sports park efforts to date. And we appreciate this, the recommendation of approval, and I'm just here to answer any questions, or and also I'm sure you'll wonder if we accept the conditions of approval, and the answer is yes.
All right. Thank you very much. See no one else here to wish to speak on the project. We'll close the public hearing.
I should have mentioned that the entities within 300 foot was Rancho Mission Viejo.
Oh.
So you shouldn't expect to hear from anybody.
That won't last for long. So I have one minor question. When I look at the exhibit in the back here on the Fire Master Plan 2, the Fire Master Plan 3 exhibit, that match lines that push the project side together, I noticed you have only two tennis courts in terms of full-size tennis court capacity, and then I noticed, roughly eight other types of tennis courts. I believe those are probably pickleball.
Pickleball, yeah. That's right.
They happen to be labeled as tennis courts. Maybe your program doesn't have a pickleball selection on it?
So,
it's tennis.
A little bit of a joke.
So, those can be interchangeable. There's probably going to be an era when there's more pickleball, and there might be an era where there's more tennis. There's also been an era in my experience where tennis courts became roller hockey rinks for a while. So we just think of it as a sports court.
Yeah. I see some dual stripes in there, like there's a tennis court footprint.
Yeah.
And there's a pickleball overlay type
yeah.
thing. That's gotta be interesting to play on. You're playing tennis.
To keep track of the lines?
Yeah, to keep track of what's going on.
Yeah, they won't do it that way.
Yeah. So, okay.
Thankfully.
All right.
Have you ever seen a volleyball game on a basketball court?
Yeah, it's just like a high school sports, football field with soccer ones. Yeah.
I heard of there's actually a product now for artificial turf fields where the lines are Velcro,
mm-hmm.
and they can move them around. And, I can just imagine the tripping that might happen on that, but maybe that's just me. Somebody who tends to trip.
Okay, well, good enough for that. Is there any other discussion by the committee members?
So I do have just a general, maybe it's more of a technicality question. I read the stuff for it, and then I heard you say there's 11 lots for a parcel map, and I thought anything over 5 would be a track map, so I guess.
Numbered lots.
So is it numbered lots? Because I know we've got 3 numbered lots. So I just wanted to make sure for the committee that had that. But I thought that would be a good clarification necessary as well on that. Okay.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
No, thanks.
Just, permission.
Okay.
Any other comments or discussions by the committee?
No comments or concerns from the OC Park standpoint.
It's a great park.
Other than we support parks.
Yes.
And open space. And trails.
All right, is there a motion for the item?
No.
All right, good. Is there a second?
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Say none, project passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good luck to RMV.
Thanks.
Is this the place you built the lights already, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there was two separate, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting in your action, but there was two separate site development permits. One was a temporary or a conceptual site development permit just to allow the lights, and that was noticed also publicly. And then the separate comprehensive site development permit, and that was when the pool and the pool fence actually became well enough known that then the main impetus for this tentative parcel map was that one of the numbered lots is actually the fence line of the pool. That'll be a separate maintenance ownership. And so we really appreciate all the help that the county's given us in getting that park up, not only graded, but up off the ground. And people buying homes around that property, seeing those lights in the air, it was really important. We think from our perspective in the counties that nobody can say, I didn't know there was going to be a sports park with lights there. When they were there before they ever got there.
Okay, all right, thank you. So the next item on the agenda is public comments. Anyone wishing to speak? Address our Madam Secretary for a speaker slip. All right, seeing none. No public comments. So we'll go ahead and adjourn to the next scheduled meeting, which is February 7th, 2018. All right, thank you.